it's exciting to be able to talk with others who have a real deep interest in influencing policy. My presentation will follow along with the others in terms of how do we improve nurses' ability to enhance policy and policy advocacy. So I'm going to be reporting on a study that I conducted, and I have no financial relationships to disclose in relation to this presentation. Okay, a little bit of background. We do know, we've heard many times, that nurses' involvement in health policy is critical. And we have a lot of nurses within our history that we have to look back on who have really inspired many of us. We've mentioned the PHN standards of nursing. They do address the importance of policy development and advocacy on our curriculum and our practice. The ICN, there's been much more talk, I'm happy to say, about global health and global nursing. So the ICN actually also has guidelines for shaping health policy. However, nurses generally, the research that's out there, and there's not a whole lot, still shows that nurses are quite unaware of policy and how to influence it. Some concepts that are relevant to the title of my presentation, which is Changes in Political Astuteness, are political empowerment, political activism, engagement, participation, competence. I'm not going to do a full thematic analysis of these concepts. Generally, they have to do with the notion of raising consciousness about political issues, having nurses having a sense of self-efficacy regarding participation in the policy process, and also, quite important, the development of actual skills that can influence the process. And these are things that we are good at in nursing, and we've heard about them: communication, collaboration, and consensus building. I'm using the concept of political astuteness as my key theme here, and that is defined as an awareness of healthcare policy issues, understanding the legislative and the policy process, again, the notion of political skills, knowing who the policymakers are, how to communicate with them, and also, again, actual involvement in the policy process, specifically voting, providing testimony, contributing to campaigns, and participating in professional organizations. So with that, there has been some previous research. I actually conducted and published a study evaluating a graduate class that I teach in health systems and policy at University of Washington, Tacoma. And I found that with a pre and a post measure of political astuteness, indeed, there were statistically significant changes in students' level of political astuteness after the class in health systems and policy. Little is known, though, about the other kinds of things that we do in terms of influencing policy and political astuteness in nurses. So the purpose of this particular study that I'm reporting on today is to describe the levels of political astuteness in nursing students and nurses who attended a nurse legislative day in Washington State. And I'll go into that in a little bit more detail. And I'll also describe the changes in their political astuteness after that legislative day participation. So the legislative day activities include an actual field day trip that the Washington State Nursing Association plans on an annual basis. Our state capital is about 60 miles south actually of Seattle, in a slightly less easy area to get to in the state. But they have done this annually for years. It's actually put on mostly funded by the Political Action Committee. Their sessions are educational oriented. They are focusing on what current nursing and health legislation there is. It also always takes place, of course, during the legislative session, which is a 60 or 90 day session in our state. It provides information on the skills needed to be a citizen lobbyist and experiential activities. So students can actually, and participants can actually go and meet with their elected officials, staff folks, observe hearings, participate in hearings if they're ready, if they've written one of those briefing papers, and some have. We have 8 nurse legislators in our state. In the center, Representative Morrell is one of my graduates. Oh, she was in our BSN program, and I just knew that she was going to be moving toward a policy position, and I had said to her, hey, when you're ready to run, just let me know, and I'll write you a check. Well, I'm happy to say this. She's running for her 3rd term. We have 8 right now, and we're hoping that we will have 10 next week. Yes. Okay, so legislative, I'm actually curious to know, maybe in the discussion, if other states have these kinds of activities, legislative day activities, because the long and short message is, yes, it can make a difference. So who participated? Well, while about 500 plus or minus nurses attend legislative day, it's a squishy number because it's very hard to figure out who actually attends. We had students and nurses participate. Registered nurses with a variety of educational levels. About 155 people provided me with an email address. I wanted this to be an anonymous study. Some of the students participating were my students, and I did not want them to feel at all coerced about in terms of participating. So 155 participants wrote down their email address and agreed for me to send them an email in a month to participate in this study. I used a web-based survey. It was the first time I had used a web-based survey for research purposes. It was very easy to use that process with our human subject division. I sent them the link a 1 month after legislative day, and then I sent them a reminder in about a week or two after the initial email went out. So what was the instrument? Some of you maybe have used this instrument. It was not developed for research purposes. And I don't know that Mary Jo Clark is in here in the audience. I want to meet her face to face. I got permission to adapt the political astuteness inventory that was developed by Philip Clark in 1981. It's circulating here, 40-item instrument and structured instrument, yes, no. I had used it for years and years in my teaching because it's a wonderful tool to just help people see what they can actually do to influence the policy process. So I've used it for many, many years, and I thought I'd like to see what my hunches are. Does it make a difference in terms of changes in students after an academic course? So the participants answered the questionnaire twice, and this was a little bit of a tricky method. I could not link identifiers. So I actually had them reflect on how they would have responded to these 40 items before legislative day and how they're responding now. Not an ideal pre-post method. And I will talk about the limitations. Some of the sample items included, I know the names of my representatives in Washington, D.C. I've written a letter to the editor. And there also were some demographic questions. So there was a reliability of 0.79, a little lower than my previous study, which was 0.85. I calculated a total political astuteness score with these four levels: unaware, slightly aware, a beginning level of political astuteness, and politically clever and capable. So I'll move into the demographics. I had about a 52% participation rate from the 155 addresses that I had. Some of them bounced back, of course. The mean age was 40. So again, these are primarily nursing students, and the mean age is not a traditional college age student, but they come with rich experiences. The age range from 19 to 71 years, 92% female, and the mean years as an RN, 13.5. And we had some brand new, not even new nurses, a number of students on up through 48 years of experience as a registered nurse. So in terms of educational preparation, this breaks it down. Primarily, as I mentioned, they were associate degree students, BSN students with the next highest level, and MN graduates were a fairly high proportion as well, about 15%. So the political, the results. The blue shows the before and the purple is after. So we see a progression in terms of before and after. In terms of no one at the beginning, I think I have a cursor, well, just a few were unaware, I'm sorry, at the end, versus about 20% fell at the level of unawareness in terms of political astuteness. And that goes on, that the relationship was reversed at their after reporting was that they were more in the political astute category, which was very exciting to see. And I do have a statistically significant difference with the mean before and after. So before, there was a beginning level, and after, there was a slightly higher level of political astuteness, which was very nice to see. I looked at which were the items that had the greatest change and which did not change much at all. And I think this is important in terms of what we could change with a one-day activity had to be it was more knowledge-based as opposed to action-based. So the things that they really did learn were who their elected officials are, and the N is the number that actually reported that particular item in the affirmative sense. So, and the others were, I know of health-related issues, I know who to contact for information, and I know which committees usually deal with health-related issues. So those were the things that changed, knowledge-based. Less change in the action-oriented items, things like actually belonging to an association or a professional organization that addressed health-related issues. 1 month time frame, so that might account for some of it. Being registered to vote didn't change. That, you know, maybe if you had an election time period, the time at which you're doing the data collection might make a difference. And I've written a letter to an editor of a newspaper or on a health-related topic, and that didn't change for most of these people either within that time period. So to look a little bit at the correlation of those demographics with the political astuteness levels, age, educational level, and years as a registered nurse, they were all significantly related to the levels of political astuteness before and after legislative day. So, you know, the older you are, the more you've had life experience, the higher your educational level and the higher the number of years you have had as a registered nurse, the higher your level of political astuteness, which says to me the importance of education in terms of increasing nurses' ability to be politically active. I have not done a significant, I don't think those will be different before and after, but I still think the relationship with age, education, and years as an RN will stand out. A little bit now about legislative day, and the participants rated it as excellent or very good. They were really excited to be there, and I also have qualitative comments, and I'll read you just a few of those. What proportion of legislative day was most helpful? Well, these are some verbatim comments. The presentation on how a bill becomes a law and the current healthcare bills that are in front of the legislature were particularly helpful. The talking point handouts, those one-page briefings, and the forum to help prepare them to meet with legislators was also very helpful. Just being at the state capitol and seeing the legislative process in action, being in committee hearings was great. It gave me an idea of what really goes on and the best way to get involved if I wish to do so. Another quote was, knowing that I have the power to let my voice be heard by my elected officials. That's really important. And others wrote that they were very excited to have the governor come and speak to them and acknowledge the value of nursing and the value of nursing in terms of advocacy. She actually signed a bill right after on safe staffing. So that was really important for people to see. So a little bit about the discussion. As I already mentioned, age, educational level, and years as an RN was related to political astuteness in the study. The levels of, there's a typo on here, I'm sorry, I should have corrected it. The levels of political astuteness among legislative day participants did increase significantly from being just slightly aware of political astuteness, process knowledge, and activities to being politically astute. And that what changed within this time period was knowledge rather than action items. And I think that's something that I'd like to be able to follow up on. So many, many limitations to this small study. Again, a small, convenient sample. They were primarily busy students, ADN and BSN and master's students. They didn't have a lot of time to jump right in and write letters to the editor unless they were assigned that kind of activity in their class. And I was told by the curriculum committee, you can have them write it. You cannot require them to send it. So anyhow, but the convenience sample and the nature of the population, they were busy. The recruitment methods, I collected email addresses at this event. Not everybody took one of the forms. Not everybody turned it in. I didn't have any incentives. So that was clearly a limitation. It was a web-based survey. Not everybody is comfortable linking into the web. They might have been concerned about their anonymity with this, although it was went through the Human Subjects Review Board and was approved and utilized their tool for the survey. The short time frame for the survey, again, 1 month is probably not enough time to have somebody be appointed to a policy activity with a state or local nursing association. So time might be needed for that kind of change. And of course, there's recall bias. You know, the tool was not a perfect tool. It was not intended to be a research tool, and yet I used it in a pre-post format. It's a wonderful educational tool, and I would really encourage people to use it to just raise awareness, and it's fun to do in classes. I use Clicker's automated response technology, so I have students tell me what their levels are, and they chuckle. They don't have to raise their hands to say they're politically naive, of course, but we see how many of them are. Okay, so those are some of the many limitations. Future directions. We really do need to follow up to see what changes over time, and we have anecdotal evidence because I have many graduate students come back and undergraduate students come back and say they're now involved in policy-related issues. But are these changes sustained for the masses over time? That I don't know. So we really need to know how else we can influence political involvement as well as knowledge and skills. And other future directions have to do with just revising the instrument. It's 40 items. I'd like it to be a little shorter, you know, anything short. Less is better. And also to think about, to use it as a pre-post. It's going to take some thinking and some time and some statistical analysis to figure out which items can I drop out and still not really limit the level. So in conclusion, I think these kinds of experiential activities, such as the Nurse Legislative Day, certainly can influence, in particular, the knowledge in relation to political astuteness in advocacy. And I think it can be a first step in helping nurses to be engaged as policy advocates. The mentoring roles when students are there or other nurses are there with people who are comfortable speaking with legislators is so important. So I think that certainly these kinds of experiential activities can make a difference. Thank you.